Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries with Life Support Outreach Church, and we are indeed excited about today. We bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we just thank you. And we just praise God for you on today, you and you. I give God glory and I give God praise. I am excited. I am definitely excited about today. We're going to get ready to get started. We're going to call our worship service, our Sunday worship service to order now. We're going to have a song, and we're going to have read a scripture, and we're going to pray. God bless. Thank you. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand on his holy in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. I've just read you Psalms 24 in its entirety, the first through the 10 verses. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Lord, we come now humbly to the throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, and that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, we come right now just asking you right now to change the atmosphere of our Sunday worship service. Lord, we ask you to change our atmosphere right now, right where we are, in the name of Jesus. I ask you today to bind the strong man from our broadcast on today. Bind up the strong man on today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you on today, Lord, to bind every demonic force that try to come against us as we worship you, Lord, as we praise your name on today, as we give you all the glory today, as we magnify your name today, Lord. We give you glory and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I ask you to bless everyone on under the sound of my voice. I ask you to bless our worship service, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to send your anointing, Lord. Send your anointing. Send the anointing of God. When the anointing is present, it's present to heal, deliver, and set free. In the name of Jesus, I ask you today to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to your people on today. Father, I just give you praise, I give you glory, and I pray for everyone that's sick and afflicted. I bind up the spirit of infirmity right now in the name of Jesus, and I cast him out, and I command him to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Right now, we're going to hear another little song, and we're going to go into our testimonial service. I love to pray. Amen, amen. I love to praise his name. That's my testimony right there, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would have nobody to praise. But I thank and praise God on today that God has been on my side. He's been my everything. That's my testimony. I love to praise God. I love to worship God. He's my rock, my sword, and my shield. He's everything, my refuge. He's my redeemer. He's everything to me. He strengthened me. When I'm weak, he build me up when I'm torn down. That's my testimony on today. God is a good God. God is a great God. God is worthy to be praised. I love to praise him. I don't know where that song came from, but I'm glad today that God put that song in my spirit. I give him glory on today. I give him praise today. That's my testimony for today. Is there anyone else with a testimony on this day? Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies today? Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Y'all know I can praise God all by myself, don't you? I can do it. God has been so good to us. We ain't got no virus. We ain't got nothing. And we ain't got nothing to say for God. I got something to say for him. He's my healer. He's my provider. He's my banner, my shepherd. And I shall not want. God is everything to all men. That's who God is. I thank and praise God on today. That's my testimony. I give him praise and I give him honor on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go on. It says another song, but we're not going to give another song right now. We're going to go right into the Word of God. And the Holy Ghost really going to have to do this today, because the scriptures I got them, and that's all I can say. So I'm thanking and praising God on today for I've been looking and searching, and he gave me what he gave me. So I'm sure he's going to put it together, because I don't know what to do with it. So, I thank and praise God. I'm going to pray before I start with this. Father, I ask you right now to bless our worship service. Bless this morning, this afternoon. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you gave me your words. You gave me the scriptures. Now, Holy Spirit, I need you to put it together, because I don't know what to do with it. All I know to do is give it to the people of God, a word from God for the people of God. So I ask you to put this word together today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me decrease, because I don't know what I'm talking about. And let the Holy Spirit increase today and teach your people and minister to your people on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, not let me speak, but let you speak. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer, in Jesus' name I pray. We're going to be starting from Galatians chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. And I got a few more scriptures, but we're going to read this one right now. I find it. Oh, there it is. It reads, patience, which was in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness ye speak of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I, therefore, become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And today I just want to speak on am I your enemy because I tell you the truth. You know, a lot of times we don't want to hear from God. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to know nothing about what God wants and what God loves. God wants the truth from us. We as leaders, we as pastors, prophets, teachers, preachers, just the leaders in general, we don't want to hear what God has to say. It's not always good stuff. It's not. Because in old days, in the history days, when the prophet came to town, people would run away because they would be afraid that he would be coming to them. And when the prophet came, he came with judgment and warning. He didn't come talking about you finna get no money, you finna get no car, you finna get this, you finna get that. He didn't come talking about that. He came to, God would send the prophet to warn them, or warn us of what he had to say. Just like he sent Naaman to David. After David had a wife's husband killed, and then got in married or had sex with her, and then she conceived. And then David ended up asking God not to kill his son, and he did. He did it anyway. But when Naaman came to David, he told David another story and had David to put his own judgment on his own self. And so when David said whatever the judgment was to Naaman, he said, that's what God said to you. And so David didn't want to hear that. He cried. He got in sackcloth and ashes. He prayed. He rolled. He hollered. He did everything he needed to do, he wanted to do. He thought would move God. But with nothing, when you get in trouble with God, ain't nothing going to move God. You're going to have to go through what you got to go through, and then you repent through what you got to go through, and then you live for God. He ain't trying to kill you. He's trying to whoop your butt and make sure you don't do it again. He'll chastise those whom he loves. But we don't want to hear that. It's so many times. Like when my daughter was in that trouble, and I'm saying, Lord, you got to stop her. You got to slow her down. You got to do this. You got to do that. Well, hey, God said, okay, I'll take care of it. It wasn't like I wanted, but he put her right in jail. Here I'm crying, Lord, not like that. I didn't mean like that. No, no. You told me to handle it. I'm going to handle it. Because as I say all the time, when we act on things, it's going to bring a reaction from God. God trying to see what we're going to do and how we're going to do things. And when we don't do the right thing, then he handles it. We don't want to hear the truth. In this day and time, we call right wrong and wrong right. We don't want to hear the word of God, the truth. You know the word of God is God. That's what John 1:1 say. The word became flesh. It's God. So we got to hear this word. I don't care if it hurts, let it hurt. The truth hurts. It don't feel good all the time. We got to know that we got to know that we got to know that truth hurts, and we got to hear the truth. We got to believe what God says. We got to know what this word says. I don't care how many times it hurts. I don't care how many times we think we doing something this way, and God say no, saying the wrong. That's why a lot of times I pray for the leaders, because a lot of times we only saying what we was taught when we came up. But when God get ready for you to know and learn the truth, he's going to put somebody in place and tell you that was wrong. how you said and what you did, that was wrong. We got to be careful about the truth. I wrote down the truth, the definition of truth. Truth is most often used to mean being in accord with fact. Truth is fact or reality. Being truth is authentic, is authenticity. The method used to determine whether something is a truth is termed, well, the truth is authentic. The method used to determine whether something is right or wrong or fact. And we have to know that God is truth. The only thing that will set you free is the truth. If we don't know the truth, how are we going to live right? We can read this Bible all day long. If you don't understand the word of God, if you don't know what's the truth in the Bible, it's the truth, but if you don't understand it, you don't know what you're reading. Interpret it the way you want to interpret it. Fit your situation. When it don't fit your situation, then you don't want to hear it. But it's the truth the way God got it, right here in the word of God. You can go to every kind of translation you want to go to. It's going to end up saying what the word of God say. Sometimes it won't, because sometimes these Bibles can so many times be translated wrong. But when I tell you, if you pay attention to the Spirit of God and you pray for, you read this word, it's going to be right. And we got to accept what God's saying. The truth is the only thing going to make us free. This will make us free. This going to set us free. And I thank and praise God today for the word of God. I thank God. I thank him today. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy 3 and 16 about the word of God. 2 Timothy 3 and 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See, this is what I'm saying. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So it's the truth. Because this God is God, the word is God. And it's given by his inspiration. And is profitable correction for instruction in righteousness. We have to know that this word is right. This is what keeps us under what we're supposed to be in, up under the word of God. We got to know that I'm going to say it like this. It covers us. This word covers us. We have to live by the word of God. Everything we do ought to be in step with this word, because every piece of part of our life is in the word of God. We can, if whatever problem we have, we can come right here to the word of God and get ministered to for it. Like I say, everything ain't gonna be all peachy and cream. It wasn't like that for Paul. It's not gonna be like that for us. It definitely wasn't like that for Jesus. So we got to accept the truth about this word. We got to live by the word. We got to walk by the word. I don't care what we think. Oh, now, see this? No, this is not what it means right here. It said this and this. I don't want to hear that stuff. Don't tell me what God meant. How we know what God means? He means what he says in this word, and he say what he means. Don't come talk about what I know. I think he meant this. No. It's right here, plain and clear, the truth of God. That's what he means, what he said. And there's so many people, he said, don't change nothing in his word. We ain't supposed to be talking about what he think, all this kind of stuff. We want something to fit what we want. That's how we select our churches. We want to go to a church that have Bible study for 25 minutes, you know, don't have Sunday school sometimes and all this kind of stuff. God wants you to be up under somebody that's going to hold you accountable for what you do and what you say. If you're not, then that's on you. But God got the leaders out here that we can be held accountable for what we do. Because I'm going to tell you something. These things that we're going through now are not going to get any better. Oh, this is going to pass. But we're living in the last days. Just read Revelation. If you ain't ready now, you better be trying to get ready. The word of God is true. The word of God is true. And we got to live by this word. We got to raise our children and let them know this is what's going to happen. Or and even if they don't understand it, you have it in your heart to give it to them a little at a time. Feed it to them a little at a time because we got to get ready. God can come back any day, any minute, any hour to get us, to rapture us up. We'll be caught up in the air waiting for God. So we got to know that we got to live by the word. We got to live in truth. People don't want to tell the truth no more. They already always sugarcoat, putting sugar on God's word. Oh, you know, he didn't really mean it like that, but see, and this and that. No, God meant it like that because, honey, God don't play with you. Like I said before, they were sitting up there talking about Moses and all this kind of stuff, and God let the whole earth open up and swallow him. Don't tell me what he won't do. God will get you about the men and women of God. They can talk about them. I don't care if they prostitute, whatever they is, they belong to God if he called them and ordained them. That's who they are. Let God deal with them. And if you don't want to deal with them, go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. But the truth is the truth. The truth is the truth. And they belong to God. Even when we ourselves run into a situation and we be trying to find this out. Let me tell you something. That's what you got your leaders for. You better start going to your leaders. Stop getting unwise counsel from whoever you can call and whoever you can talk to, or whoever, or call your girlfriend or your guy friend and oh yeah, this and this and this. You better stop talking to people that don't be in the word of God that can teach you or give you counsel from the word, not from what they think. You need divine wisdom and knowledge and discernment in order to get the truth out of God's word. What we need today. I don't want to go to nobody with my stuff, and the next thing I know, they be making fun of me because I done told them my business. Then that didn't happen to me before. I've learned from experience. You better go and run to God. Get on your knees and sit at his feet and let him counsel you. The Holy Ghost, that's what he is. He's a companion. He's our counselor, and he will do it. He ain't going to tell you none but truth. So this is what we got to do. We got to sure enough stay in God's word. I tell y'all this every time I get on the radio broadcast. This is a time for us to stay in his faith. This is a time for us to seek God where he may be found. This is a time for us to call on his name while he's near. We got to see God. And every day you wake up, you thank God and you repent every day. Repent when you get up and repent before you go to bed. Repent and turn. Stop doing what you was doing. God will forgive you. God knows all of our situations. He knows right where we are. He look at our heart and know what we're thinking. Because everything you're thinking that's in your heart going to come out your mouth. I don't care how you dice and slice it. It's coming up. It may not even come too far out, but your actions going to speak. So at this time, God wants us to get alone and pray for our sisters and brothers, white, black, Russian, German, every one of them. He wants us to love them. I don't care what they do to us. We got to love them. This is the word of God. This is the truth of God. We got to love people whether we like it or not. We got to treat them the way we want to be treated. If we like it or not, we got to live holy. As God said, live holy. This is the word of God. This is the truth of God. We got to walk holy. We got to live holy. Like God is living holy. We got to be sanctified. We got to be set apart. This is what God is saying. The word of God is God. Not what Apostle Dean, Deborah saying. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing apart from Christ and him crucified that I may have a right to the tree of life. I don't know nothing. But all I know is that he died for my sins. He died that I may have a right to salvation. He died upon the cross for you and for me. He died that we may know the truth. He died. And he rose up on the third day morning. Jesus did. He shed his blood for us. And we got to keep his word. We got to know the truth. We got to study this word. We got to stand and face him. I don't care if you're praying in your car every day, on the way, and on the way back, just do it. Don't give up. Do it. I don't care when you pray. When you're taking the trash out, pray. When you're mopping the floor, pray. When you're washing dishes, pray. When you're cooking, pray. When you're doing whatever you do, pray. God needs to hear you. He wants to hear you. Seek God where you may be found, while he may be found. Call on his name while he's near. Jesus, we need you today. We don't know what kind of thing that is out there. They calling that virus the beast. Kurt, what, it ain't my business because I'm under God. And whatever it is, he ain't bigger than God. He is not bigger than God. He can be the beast. He can be the Frankenstein. He can be whoever he want to be. The devil himself. But he ain't big as God. Ain't no problem. Ain't nothing bigger than God that he can't handle. So I'm telling you today, seek the truth out of God's word. Know what you're supposed to be doing. If you don't know, go to your leader. Ask question after question till you find out what's right and what's wrong. Because in the last days, right going to be considered wrong and wrong going to be considered right. And you ain't going to know where to go. You ain't going to know what to do. But you better learn how to call on the name of the Lord. Call on him. He wants you to depend on him. We don't depend on God enough. God wants us to depend on him for everything. I be calling on him so much. I know he gets tired of me. Every day, I'm on social media trying to get to Jesus. If he was a social media, he'll be tired of me. Because I be calling him every day, every chance I get. 911. 111, Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, every day, every chance I get. Ain't nobody else to call. Mama can't help me. Daddy can't help me. Husband can't help me. Nobody can help me. But God, if you call on his name today, God will help you. God will heal you. God will deliver you today. Hallelujah. He will. He is a God of many chances. I don't care how many times we messed up. I don't care how many times we stood on the corner. I don't care how many times we slid down the pole. I don't care how many times we smoked dope. I don't care how many times. God will give you another chance, chance after chance to get it right. God will get it right, give you a chance to get it right. I'm telling you today. Call on him. Call on him. Call on him. God is truth. God is the word. Huh? God is everything to me. And if it had not been for him who is on my side, I don't know where I would be. I might be one of them ones standing on the corner. I might be one of them ones slinging crack. I might be one of them ones pimping, sliding down the pole. You don't know who I might have been if it had not been for the holy God that I serve that's on my side. I don't know where I would have been. I don't know. Hallelujah. But God said, if I just lean and if I just depend on him, he'll do everything. I don't have to worry about nothing. In the name of Jesus, I'm so glad today that he hung, that he bled, and that he died for every sin. In the name of Jesus, that's why I'm a seeker under. That's why I love him. That's why I can do what I do. That's why I can stand on the word. If you get so bad, put your Bible on the floor and stand on it. Lord, I'm standing on your word. I trust your word. I want to know the truth. I believe in you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I bet you you'll get his attention. God is a God just like that. And I thank him today. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I want to know the truth. Help me with the truth. I want to know the word. Show me the way, Lord. I need somebody. Help me, Lord. I bet you he'll help you. All you got to do is call on him. Depend on him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give God glory today. I give him glory today. I magnify his name. Oh, yes, Lord. God is a good God. He's a holy God. And for us, we got to live by the word of God. We must live by this word. I don't care what nobody say. We got to live. You can't do nothing good enough to get into the heaven.
Yes, God.
You can't.
Yes, God.
Your works and stuff, honey, you got
yes,
to believe
God.
In that God died for your sins, that he rose, that he died, that he's your Savior, that he's your Redeemer. You got to believe him. You got to trust in his word in the name of Jesus. And God will. He will. He will. He will be everything that you need. You can be he will be everything that you need. God is. God is that everything. I'm telling you, he owned the earth and the fullness thereof. They and everything that dwell in him. Everything is his. He is all the money, everything on the cattle on a thousand hills. He owned the cattle. He owned the hill. All you got to do is go to him. You ain't got to go to no bank. God will make money show up. Well, you don't know where it is. God, well, you can go get in your car and money will fall up under your seat. I'm telling you, it didn't happen to me. All in my bank account, $16,000. I say, Lord, where did it come from? I just hollered and screamed because I know it was the blood. I know it was God. In the name of Jesus, don't tell me what God won't do. God did it for me. He'll do it for you. Yes, he will. God is a good God. God is a holy God. And I believe what he say. I believe him. I trust him. I'm just crazy enough to believe he'll do everything. Everything that he said. I just trust and love God so much. I don't care what nobody else think. I don't care. I got faith in God, but I want to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Be obedient to the word of God and trust in his word and trust in the truth of his word in the name of Jesus. And I bet you can call on him and people wonder why he moved for me so quick. Because, honey, I can lay down and ask something and get up and it be already done. I ain't bragging on me, but I'm bragging on the God. That's what I'm doing because he is that kind of God. If he do it for me, he'll do it for you. He's not a respected person. But we have to learn to trust God. We got to learn to. I don't care if the word just cut us. It's going to cut you. It's going to cut you. But it's God's word. It's the truth. If they call me a dog, that's what I am. I must be barking somewhere. Whatever it says about me, that's what I am. I don't care. I'm going to own up to it. I'm going to repent. And I'm going to turn back from it. Do you hear me? Every black backslider should be married to God. And they should be doing what they're doing, honey child, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I just thank God on today. I give God glory today. I give him glory today. I didn't even know what to say when I got on here. Because I was all, he didn't give me enough. But all I know is what I know. All I know is about the word of God. All I know is what he gives to me while I'm preaching, teaching. I don't have a paper in front of me. I get it straight out the press. Out the press. And I'm only the messenger. I'm only the paper boy. I just do this deliverance every day. I deliver the news every time I get on here. Because sometimes I be seeing the Lord what to say and how to say it. It's all right, he said, because I'm with you. Hallelujah. And I thank God on today. I thank God today. And I just thank and praise him today. You know, like I said, we need to just, whatever it is, you have to go to somebody that you can trust, somebody, your leader, somebody that loves you, somebody that will give you whether it hurts you or not, give you the truth. That's what you want. That's what you want. You don't want all this other stuff. God is so good. Hallelujah. He good. So you don't want all this stuff. I thank God on today. Praise God today. I give him glory for this word because I didn't have nothing. But God is a good God. And I give him praise on today. And I give him glory. We're going to get ready to, I guess, go into our altar call. Yeah. Just one second.
God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. Tell me who makes mountains move out of my way.
Father, we come today, Lord. We just come giving you praise today, Lord. We come magnifying your name today, Lord. We give your praise on today. We give your glory today, Lord. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise today. Lord, we know you're able, Lord, to do anything but fail, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory today. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless their homes, their household, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Just keep them all covered, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I ask you to tear down every affliction. I ask you to bind up the strong men in the name of Jesus. I ask you to tear down every stronghold in their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know just what to do. You know just how to do it, Lord. And we need you so much, Father. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise on today. We magnify your holy name today, God. We give you glory. We magnify you, Lord. We give you praise today. Lord, I'm asking you right now for everyone that's in the hospital, everyone that's sick, everyone that's afflicted, I ask you to touch right now. Touch those behind prison walls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to touch those in
penal institutions. And I ask you right now, Lord, touch and heal the sick and the shedding in on today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we all need you, Lord. We all need you, Lord. We need you right now, God. We just thank you right now, Lord. And we give you glory today. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise today. We just thank you for how you watched over us all night last night. And early, early, early this morning, God, you touched us with the finger of love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give everything, every problem, every situation, every issue, every circumstance, we give everything to you, Lord. We need a behooding on them. We need you like we never needed you before. We need you now, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone. Bless them all over this land and country, all over the earth. Men, women, boys, and girls, Lord, I ask you to keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus today. In the name of Jesus, God is good. I thank God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise on today. We give you praise on today. We give you praise on today. We give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. I didn't get to ask for a prayer request or anything, and it's all right because God knows who all need what. So we give God praise on today. And all I can say is stay in tune with God. Stay in tune with God. Stay in tune with God. And I have a prophetess, Harriet, here today. I just want to know if she want to say anything to the people of God on today.
I just thank God for you,
Pastor Dr. Deborah Dean. And I thank God for another day of life. Amen. I just pray that all the people oh God, that we will continue to be able, knowing that even though we're shut in, we're not shut down. And we might be, you know, away from church and away from our loved ones and a regular everyday system that we're accustomed to. But God is able to do anything but fail. And I just thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the world systems may shut down, but one system that the enemy cannot shut down, and that is the kingdom of God and his people. And I just pray that the Lord will continue to help us live above the fray, and that this is an opportunity for us to be glory carriers, to just be strong before the Lord, and to carry our loved ones who we know they are not saved, they have not accepted Jesus in the front of their sins, or we just went too far away from God. This is such an opportunity to give God glory. This is an excellent time for praise and worship. Praise and worship like you would in your enemy's face. Ha, ha, na, na. Oh, I glorify you, Lord. Oh, it might not be like I want it. It's inconvenient. Glory to God. Working, I can't get to work and all this here. But you can still say, thank you, Jesus. You can still say, hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy of praise. You know, I bet if we would do that, and like Chronicles 7:14, if his people, if my people will call by my name, will turn from their wicked ways and pray and seek his face, he will heal the land. Hallelujah. I'm just thankful for an opportunity that we can still come together in some type of way and serve and honor God. Hallelujah. I was thinking about the hymn, Dr. Dean. I was thinking about that hymn. It pays to serve Jesus, and it pays every day. Hallelujah. Now, that's one friend you want to stay in touch with. You know how you lose your good friend, your A Boom Coom, your ride or die. They love you, still can't get to you. Or if they oppose you, they might betray you. But one good friend, I know, is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he can make all your other friends come back too, and everybody gets saved. Hallelujah. You can't lose when you're serving God. Hallelujah. He know we in fallen world. He know we fall in our flesh. Hallelujah. Let that Holy Ghost fill you up. Ask for a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost every day. Hallelujah. When we repent and ask him to keep us full of his Holy Spirit, and that way his spirit I heard is in sickness and disease and trouble and terror and all that. Those spirits won't have no space in our lives. Be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. I love you with the love of Christ. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And praise God. God, like I said, for another opportunity to give God glory on today. And I'm not going to hold you all no longer. I just thank and praise God for everyone that joined in our Sunday service, afternoon service today. I give God praise and glory. We're going to get ready to close out. We're going to be right back here Tuesday at the same time. No, Tuesday at 6 o'clock Central, 6:30 Central, and 7:30 Eastern Time. So I want you all to come back because we're going to have some good teaching. So I'm praying for you all. You all keep praying for me. Keep praying for me. I'm just like you. Just keep praying for me. I need to know this word just like everybody else does. So God, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all go in peace, grace and peace to you. And I love you, and God love you too. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. Thank you.